Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We welcome into the program now the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Dan Quinn, with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Hugh? What's up, John?
Hey, man. You know, Coach, that screen, you had that screen game kind of going last week. What were you able to do that made the screen game so successful for you?
I think, number one, we came out of the bye knowing that that's another part of the game that's difficult to defend, you know, the run game, the play action, the screen. So it just so happened that, you know, the two of the most explosive guys, when you get chances to, you know, get their hands on the football and make plays, it was good. But I thought on the Julio's, it was just an excellent block by Jake Matthews, and you saw – Garland and Schweitzer just hauling downfield to try and get to the safety. So it's the extra block, the downfield action, I thought made the big difference on those two plays.
We're talking with head coach Dan Quinn. Dan, broadly, the first half of the season, kind of your thoughts on the first half and expectation levels and whatnot. And I kind of want to expand that out, if I may, Coach, just because, you know, we're sitting around here talking about the team weathering the storm, and you guys did such a great job of weathering that storm that there seemed like after the Washington game, you guys are ready to blast off.
Well, I think we're definitely improving, and there's still a lot out there for us to, you know, continue to put our work in. We're trying to work hard in our situation football to improve in that, you know, some of the red zone work, the, you know, the foreman at the end of the game, just small things that we're always kind of dialing in on each week. And then on a fundamental standpoint, like this is when we ramp them up even more, where some people may back off them as the season goes. We try to stay stronger in that. But you're right that, you know, the roles have changed, but now we're – getting to see some of these guys, you know, become established in the roles that they have. And we've always kind of had the mindset to stay the course. We knew what we're doing was correct. We got really high standards for how we want to play. And when we don't meet them, you know, those are tough times, but we're going to continue to work hard to get them right. And so that's how I see our team, the chemistry, the attitude they have, the confidence they have. It's definitely growing together, and I think it can keep growing as we're going.
You know, Coach, for the most part, Wes Weiss and Ben Garland, well, that offensive line as a whole, they did a really good job protecting Matt Ryan for the most part. How did they grade out last week?
Yeah, I thought, heading in is going to be a line of scrimmage day. Their defensive line, who I really, you know, had studied on tape hard and knew a number of the players, I thought were really square and strong and had done an excellent job. And then on the offensive side, the way they were running the ball with Adrian Peterson and using, you know, all the weapons that they had, I thought that was, you know, a real – you know, statement to say, hey, this is going to be a line of scrimmage day, and we need to have our best at hand. So I was pleased with Ben and Wes, especially at the guards, because of how stout and strong the guys are. It certainly helps you, you know, when you're able to use the whole complement of the offense and quick game and screens and the run game, you know, where you can keep a defense off balance. So I thought in that game, playing with the lead was going to be important for a team that really wanted to, you know, kind of sit on the ball and run it and possess it as they've had in so many of their previous games.
You know, we certainly want to get into the Browns game with head coach Dan Quinn. Can you briefly give us a status update on the health of the club?
Sure. We're doing good in that shape. So Matt Bryant will kick on Thursday, and the injured guys are all back to some fashion of, you know, participation, whether it's walkthrough or, you know, maybe limited some today as we're going. But heading into the week, from a health standpoint, we're in good shape. And that hasn't happened for a while. So it's good for us to, you know, kind of turn that corner from an injury standpoint and really get all the guys back on the practice field. So a couple guys limited, John, but for the most part, the health of the team is doing good.
I want to go back just to one moment in the Washington game before we talk about Cleveland. Your get-back guy, did you have to tell him, you know, don't hold me? Did you want to run down the field when Julio scored to jump into that pile?
Yeah, I think I said to the team, it was such a cool experience and one that, you know, wasn't planned. And those are usually the most fun when our team respects him so much because of the selfless leader that he is. So they had known he hadn't scored yet. So when he did, you know, people were totally fired up. And, yeah, I wish I, you know, was right there in the middle of it.
Talking with head coach Dan Quinn on Sports Radio 92 in the game.
Cleveland Browns, coach, only won two games this year. Only won two games, but defensively, they're pretty decent defensive squad. So, what have you seen from them defensively that could give you problems?
Well, I think a couple of things. I mean, this team has really been in the fight too. They've played four overtime games, if you can believe that. I think they're 1-2-1 in those games and lost a couple of other close ones. One to New Orleans, I believe. And but what I see from their team, one, I see speed. That they have at a number of different spots. So they've got production and speed at the defensive line from pass rushing. The linebackers can really go, kind of led by Jamie Collins and Kirksey, and right in the middle of it. And then in the secondary, two excellent safeties, and Ward has been as advertised as a corner, that speed and his ability to play man-to-man and cover. So those were the things that jumped out to me. And above all of it, Hugh, 23 takeaways from their teams. That leads the league. And that probably is the thing that's been most impressive so far from their team. Getting 23 at a halfway mark, that's damn impressive.
Talking with Dan Quinn about the game against the Cleveland Browns on Sunday with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 The Game. Other side of the ball for Cleveland. What have you seen of Baker Mayfield? By the way, you're going to have a full complement in your defensive secondary this week. Rocky Alford will be back for you?
Yeah, Rock's going to get started in his practice this week, and so we'll have a better assessment after we go through a few days. But we'll just take him through the week and see where we're at. But the fact that he's out and going to get some practice reps, I think that's an excellent sign. What I've seen from Mayfield, I think this guy is a really tough competitor. You know, you see him scramble his fourth down plays. He really has kind of that edge and toughness that you need at quarterback. He's an accurate thrower. You see him try to fit it in tight windows, and that's a guy who has confidence in his ability to throw it. When you say, okay, the guy's covered, and that's what the good ones do, and they still find the tight windows to throw. And then the last piece, I think he's got a quick release. So in the pocket with pressure or, you know, a rusher coming near him, he's able to deliver the ball quickly. So from a quarterback standpoint, he certainly meets all the markers when you're looking for, you know, the guys who have all the stuff, toughness, the accuracy, the confidence to throw it in tight windows. And then, you know, he can really get it out of his hand quickly with a quick release, which always makes it tough.
Coach, what quarterback does Baker Mayfield remind you of, if you could compare him to any quarterback that's playing in the league right now or in the past?
You know, not from a competitive, you know, I mean, not from a comparative standpoint, but the things that you like about him when you watch him, you are like, he's tough, man. He wants to go battle. He gets hit. He's up battling for it again. So, outside the pocket, he's a dangerous guy. He's got excellent quick feet to avoid the rush. And then as he can run, he can extend plays and throw it on the move. So I think he'd be in the pocket of quarterbacks, you know, that have quickness, that can move outside the pocket. But he's got the toughness that you oftentimes see in some of the older guys that have been through the battle. So he's got mobility. He can get outside on the edge. He's got a lot of toughness and then the quick release. So those are the things that kind of set him apart, and he's into that pocket of guys with really accurate, really tough, and a quick release.
Sound like a little bit like a little Brett Favre or a little Aaron Rodgers, a little bit of that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. The guys who can really get it out and that toughness. And you know that, man, to play quarterback in this league, you better have that part right, because sometimes you're going to be knowing that you got to take the hit, and there can be no flinch when you got to deliver the ball to where it has to go. And I think this guy has that for sure.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 and the game. Already difficult to coach to scout a team you don't get a chance to see very often, and the Falcons certainly don't with the Browns. But then is it even more difficult this week because you have a new head coach, because they changed head coaches and offensive coordinators in the middle of the season? They're kind of brand new in these roles that they've got right now, and so you got to be kind of cautious as to what you might see on Sunday?
I think you have to, you know, be prepared for – you know, different looks for sure. From a scheme standpoint, at this time of the year, you know, both offensively, defensively, on special teams, you know, all the scheme part is intact. What makes it different is how the play callers choose which things that they like best. And so that part is the challenge, because there's a lot of teams that have similar offenses or defenses around the NFL, but what makes them different is how the coordinators feature the players within the systems, and what do they do after a run or after a pass, or, you know, which runs do they like better than which passes do they like better. So They've got a big, you know, playbook, especially on defense, but offensively as well. And so how they choose to feature those guys in that spot, that makes it more challenging. But you just have to kind of go through the whole season, get all the looks to make sure you have it like you want it, because in 1 week's time or 2 weeks' time, you know, you certainly don't change the whole makeup of your system.
Well, you head up to Cleveland, I would think a lot of optimism third quarter and starting in the second half of the season beginning, and this team feeling pretty good about itself, right, Coach?
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game, tough matchup, and that's what, you know, playing on the road and these kind of matchups you love. So, you know, we're putting the preparation in, and, you know, like I said, they've gone already through four overtime games. That's a team that's ready to go the distance as well. And so it'll be a tough matchup and one we're looking forward to getting rolling with.
Thank you, Coach. Do appreciate you taking a few minutes.
All right. See you guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.